You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio South. I'm in Springfield, comedian Paul Farvar Esquire in studio. It is Music Monday. This Thursday, May 11th, the Thin Cherries are performing at the Burlington, but right now they're live in our Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Here they are playing I and Julia.
Yeah.
The Thin Cherries with I and Julia live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Again, they are playing at the Burlington on Thursday, May 11th. That's this Thursday. And do we have time for an interview here? I think we have time, don't we? A couple minutes? Or should we do another song after the break and then sit down? What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, I think that we could probably take a break and set everybody up. That was an amazing song, though.
That was great. It was very good. Look forward to hearing more. You're here listening to The Thin Cherries on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. More after this. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio South. I'm in Springfield, so I'm missing live music in the Allstate Showcase Studio with comedian Paul Farvar Esquire, who's getting to hang out with our band. They recently released their self-titled album, The Thin Cherries. Here they are playing So Many Faces.
Mm-hmm. down to the places with so many spaces. Thought I was looking at you. Somebody tells me assembly is easy, so that's when I stepped on a shoe. Hey, shadow, where to? The sky is a mountain and I am in heaven. Even my shadow smiles at you. Somebody tells me I should take a taxi. That's when I bought a balloon. Hey, shadow, where to? Somebody sells me and tells me another. That's when I spit on his shoe. Take off and wander, the wind makes me wonder if I'll ever catch up to you. And peek through a furnace. I thought I was looking at you. I stepped on some branches and pull off the stitches. That's when I crashed into you.
Cherries, and they're playing this Thursday night at the at Burlington. It's on May 11th. Paul, where is the Burlington? Are you familiar with the Burlington?
I think it's in Logan Square, Bucktown area, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, it's a cool spot. You know, you're not here to see, but there's noticeably absent an instrument.
Had
I known, I would have brought my djembe to perform, especially on that song. I think it would have worked out quite well. I know the drummer probably wouldn't appreciate it, but I think, you know, I just want to throw it out there. If the next song needs a djembe, I'll go get it. It's in my trunk.
I feel like we need to have just one, like, in studio for you all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's none of this. I have to run back to my car kind of situation.
You know, had I known, I would have brought it up, but it's kind of heavy, and it was raining, and I didn't have a cover for it, so I didn't think of them. But I'm just throwing it out there. If you guys want a djembe solo on the next song, I'm here for you guys. I've played in 14 bands in Chicago.
What does it tell you? That means no,
I've been asked to leave 14 bands in Chicago, yes. But that's really more political than talent based.
That's a good version of polygamy.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. I like the sound of that.
Except it's not as fun, I guess.
So who's joining us at the microphones? Introduce yourselves, please.
Well, I'm Steve DeLisi. I'm the guitarist.
Hello, Steve. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Patty.
And
I'm Darren Shepard. I play guitar and bass.
Excellent. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I'm Mark Lofgren, bass and a little guitar too. Singing.
Just a little guitar?
A little guitar.
Just a little guitar.
Ukulele.
It's a really small one.
So Steve, tell me where are you from originally?
I grew up in Evergreen Park on the south side. I've basically been here all my life except for some traveling in Europe and a short time in San Francisco.
And when did you start playing music? Were you a kid, or was it something you picked up later in life?
I was about 14.
Okay.
I was really, really into the Rolling Stones and the Who.
I could hear that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of times, I guess back at a time when the music was getting really commercial, this was like 1984, 85, I just really liked rhythm and blues a lot. And in fact, I was sneaking into to the Blues on Halstead and Kingston Mines and places like that, and I think that I think by first adopting the Rolling Stones as my favorite band, that's how I got turned on to our local music, which is so ironic.
Considering how much of an influence they had. I know. I love that. Did you start out, so you started out playing the guitar?
Yeah. I started playing guitar. A few years later, I picked up the harmonica.
Okay. Well, there you go. And you're also in theater and film production, is that right?
Yeah, I've made short experimental films or goofy vignettes and things like that all my life. I'm really, really love farcical comedy and slapstick comedy. I'm a big Mel Brooks fan. I'm a big Billy Wilder fan, too.
Oh, God. Wait, what's your favorite Billy Wilder movie?
Probably Some Like It Hot.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
What's the one with Jimmy? 1-2-3 with Jimmy Cagney?
1-2-3 about the
Coke.
That's funny how that can come full circle nowadays, you know.
In Russia? Germany, right?
Isn't yeah, it, it's set in Berlin.
That's right, it's set in Berlin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a wonderful film. Also, Ace in the Hole and Double Indemnity, although really a comedy, but it has
Double Indemnity.
It has dark comic element.
Steve finds it funny anyway. So.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
And I think I'm talking too much and should let my band.
No, wait.
No, we like it.
We were like, talk about Double Indemnity some more. I'm just teasing.
Well, Barbara Stanwyck, isn't she hot?
Well, and that's the thing is that when that movie was remade, wasn't it Jack Nicholson and Jessica Lange, I think, was the remake of that one?
Maybe, but.
It's nowhere near as good as the original. Yeah, it's a great movie. It's a film noir, Paul. You have to go look it up.
I will. I'm adding it to the list right now of the many movies I've never seen.
No, I apologize. I know we have Steve, Mark, and who was the third person?
Darren.
Hey, Darren. Where are you from?
I'm from Yorkshire in England originally.
I thought I heard something that was, and I'm sure in Chicago we make you say a lot of things because we like your accent. And I apologize for all of Chicagoans involved.
He hasn't said bloody yet. I haven't heard bloody. I was waiting for that.
I never say that.
No, the bloody. We have to edit it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're very. You know,
FFC is on us.
It's this in the Colbert Show. so where are you? So Darren, what brought you to Chicago?
Ooh, music, I guess, in the end, but just getting around to see America in a different way. I lived on the East Coast first in D.C. and then moved out here with a girlfriend at the time.
Oh, that'll do it. God, there's so many stories that are because I moved there because of a girl. Are you still together?
No, but we're friends, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a good move.
And how does Chicago rate when it comes to us versus the East Coast?
I like it. It's laid back, you know. I'm originally from the countryside, so I like the fact that it's got a mellow energy if you want it. But the music, you know, gets you involved, and there's so much going on, you know. You can never get bored.
He takes tea at 3 and 5.
I quit tea when I moved to America.
What's Yorkshire known for?
Tea's one of them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Terriers and pudding.
I was going to say pudding, but I thought that was going to be...
Yeah, but I thought it was too racist. I really thought, I was like, why is pudding in my mind, and now I'm hungry for pudding. Okay.
Strangely, the pudding there is really
It's not really pudding, right? Yeah, it's
rice pudding?
You can put gravy in it. It's good.
Ew.
It's like a waffle, really, but without...
That sounds... I think, Paul, don't knock it till you try it. Yeah, before we go to a break, Mark, where are you from originally?
Detroit.
Oh, Detroit?
And then I moved here after college. I've been here for 20 years, so I feel like a resident.
I can imagine. Plus, Midwest, it's almost a... At Same this point, thing. It's kind of like a lateral move considering our financial situation.
Exactly. Well, Detroit's not doing too well, so...
I know. We're trying to catch up. We need to take a break here. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studio South. I'm in Springfield, in our state capital, in our basement of our state capital, no less.
And yep.
Yes, comedian Paul Farvar in our Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Are you in the Showcase Studio downstairs, or are you on the 7th floor?
We're downstairs. And
for the band, yes.
I just want to see if the plot from the Hallmark movie that I saw has started happening. Did the lights start flickering down there yet?
They're all on motion sensor down here, so they.
That's what I remember in the movie. It's all turning
fine.
Right.
There are three state police officers upstairs. I'll be fine.
The movie there was four, so there it's totally different.
Oh, no.
My bad.
Someone's missing. Huh. In our Allstate Showcase studio, we have the Thin Cherries joining us for Music Monday. They will be performing at the Burlington this Thursday. You can go to theburlingtonbar.com for their calendar and location. Right now, here they are playing 20. So yep. Thin Cherries with 20. They're live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And this Thursday night, they'll be playing at the Burlington Bar. You can go to theburlingtonbar.com for the calendar and information on showtime. We are, I believe Birdie is going to join us at the microphone. And the drummer was resistant. Have we convinced our drummer to join us at the microphone? Am I calling him out? I didn't mean to tease. I don't do teasing well.
I think I offended him when I was talking about the djembe stuff.
Was that what it was?
He's like, well, I don't want to, or intimidate him. I think he saw that maybe he knows my history with the djembes in different bands and.
That you caused them to break up.
And yeah,
those bands have all disbanded. Yeah.
For the record, I played bass and guitar also in bands, but these guys don't seem to be. I don't think Darren, Steve, and Mark are at all intimidated. There's that djembe I miss.
Oh, hello. Get it. Joining us on the microphone, we have Birdie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, hi. I can't hear you. Where's do we have our microphone for it?
I think there we go.
Hello?
There we go. Hello, hello. Birdie, where are you from?
Originally from the Quad Cities, Moline.
Oh, there you go. I do know where that is. Davenport, Moline, that area?
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. And how long have you been in Chicago?
Oh, 17, going on 17 years now.
Going on 17 years. You're like, it's as many as it takes. Yeah. What brought you to Chicago?
Originally school, and then thought I was only going to be here for a year for school, but haven't left yet. So
that's what everyone thinks. What were you studying that brought you to Chicago?
I was actually studying international relations.
Really?
And China studies at the time.
What were your plans? Did you want to work in politics?
International like NGO work.
Okay.
I thought I was going to do, but I ended up finding a really great arts community here in Chicago.
Oh, that's good.
Including my husband, the drummer Gabe.
Oh, he's the one that Gabe who doesn't want to join us on the microphone.
that's history.
That's history. And so where did you meet Gabe?
Oh gosh, of all places, at a loft party. He used to throw these underground loft parties in Chicago back in the day when, you know, they were allowed and they were legal.
Couple things there. I did not know that there were loft parties that were not allowed, or that were allowed, and now they're not allowed. I'm this is completely new to me. I've lived in Chicago my entire life. What? Paul, are you familiar?
No.
No, with loft parties?
No. I'm not as cool, I guess. I've heard of keggers, but I think that's different.
Tell me about loft. Like, is this where like bands would play, and you just have? I mean, this is in warehouses. Tell me more, Bertie.
Yeah, loft parties. You know, Chicago's the home of house music, so a lot of house music, techno, electronic music, DJs, people dancing all night till the wee hours.
I love this. I'm Googling it right now, Paul. There's so many things in Chicago that I never knew about.
If anybody's having a kegger out there, the Thin Cherries are available next weekend.
Oh, there you go.
we just want to drink.
You need how much square footage do you guys need for the kegger? Well,
yeah, really.
Space wise, or I guess you can play the djembe instead of the drums. Save
we
some
have
space.
To get this in.
Paul, we'd like you to join us.
I'm busy next week, but you know, maybe another time if there's a kegger involved or a loft party.
Yeah, really. So, Birdie, when did you start playing music? Were you young?
I've been playing piano since I was 5. But, you know, mostly just playing at home. This is actually the first time I've been in a band. So I just want to thank Steve and Mark and Darren and Gabe for having me be part of their band. It's really an honor.
We want to thank you.
They write great music. And so all they needed was for me to come in and play the great music that they've written.
Well, and you said you started playing when you were 5. What kind of music did you play?
Classical, Bach, Mozart, the usual. Mm-hmm. But never improvised, really. Never, you know, made up my own music. So it's a joy to work with people that do that.
I know the feeling. Do you find that the more you're around people, the more you're inspired to try something new? That seems to be the case.
Definitely.
And when you were getting older, though, what was the kind of music you were influenced by?
Oh, geez. I mean, I've kind of loved it all. I feel like I've, you know, gone through every phase of course, the electronic music, but also growing up listening to hip-hop and went through my alternative phase, The Cure, Depeche Mode, you know, that phase. I work for a jazz organization now, so, you know, enjoy jazz, classical. I think I pretty much enjoy it all, even country. I've really come around to love country music, too, of all things. So.
Isn't it always funny? We all have, like, one thing that's like, and even this kind of music. I'll even say this one. I know we all have our standards. I'm not sure who's back at the microphone. I heard somebody else there. Was it Steve or?
Steve, Darren, and Mark are all still there.
We're on standby.
No, it's fine. I just want to make sure I know. So, Steve, what's your process when it comes to writing music? Is this a collaboration, or do you guys kind of bring something in and work it out with everybody?
Well, when I heard Mark's music a few years ago, I approached him because I connected to his pop rock sensibilities. You know, similar taste in music, and we've had a long friendship for many years that started in video production and some other, you know, social circles. And then when we got together, it just felt very natural to say, hey, I've got this song, I'm going to play it for you. And then he would respond with an interesting bass line or some keyboards. So it was a layering process, I guess you could say. And then as Mark knew Darren, and Darren invited us to the rehearsal space where they create music with, where he creates it with Gabe and now Bertie, we found that the process pretty much continued on that way. Somebody would have an idea, and then we would bring elements to it, and it just fell together naturally.
That's something. You guys make some great music, and I encourage everybody to check out The Thin Cherries. Where can people find your music online?
Well, we are on Bandcamp. And we have a website on Squarespace, but Bandcamp is where you can download the music. And we are also on SoundCloud, Thin Cherries.
And if you like streaming, it's on all the Spotify, everything else, iTunes, everything else too.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry, yes?
No, thank you. I was just going to say, as Trump would say, we have the best music.
So all the best music.
Please tune in to Thin Cherries.
There you go. Check out all the other music is sad. Wrong.
That's the only utterance of Trump I'll ever say.
There you go. Well, thank you guys so much
for
joining
Patty.
Us.
Thank you,
Patty. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Patty, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. It was great music. Again, go to theburlingtonbar.com for their show information this Thursday night, May 11th. More after this on 720 WGN.